Okay, so SpaceX, right? They just did something unbelievable with this Starship launch.
Yeah, incredible.
Flight 5. I mean, they launched it, it went up, and then they caught the super heavy booster when it came back down from space.
Really a landmark moment for reusable rockets.
It's like catching what, a skyscraper midair
Yeah.
after it's been to space? Wild. And then on top of that, the second stage, that's the part that keeps going, right?
Right, after the booster separates.
Landed perfectly in the Indian Ocean,
Yeah.
like a dive. So we've got this article someone sent in, The Dawn of Rapidly Reusable Rockets. Figured we gotta deep dive into this because this launch changes things big time.
Oh, for sure. We've been stuck for so long on these rockets. One use, gone. Creates so much junk up there. And the cost, forget it. This catch SpaceX pulled off, this is a whole new ball game.
It's the difference between like renting a horse-drawn carriage once and then having your own car, right? You can
Okay.
use it again and again. But before we get too far, for people who aren't rocket scientists, break it down. What are these rapidly reusable rockets, really? Different from the old stuff, how?
Okay, picture this. Airplanes. Except you can only fly them once. Cross-country trip, new plane every time. That's basically how space travel's been. Now, these rapidly reusable rockets, they're built to launch, come back down to Earth on their own, and with like a tune-up, they're ready to go again.
So Starship Flight 5, it goes up, booster comes back down, gets snagged. Meanwhile, the second stage, the top part, that's off on its mission, right?
Yeah.
What's the secret sauce behind catching that booster,
Accuracy. That's the name of the
though?
game. Dead-on accuracy. SpaceX, they use these grid fins, tons of thruster power, and the computers on board, it's like guiding it with a joystick almost. Back to the launch tower, perfect landing. And you're talking about something massive, like landing a whole building on a platform barely bigger than it is.
Okay, so threading a needle, except the needle's the size of, I don't know, a whole city block, and the thread's this giant rocket engine hurtling down at thousands of miles an hour. My brain hurts just thinking about it. But in all seriousness, what does this actually mean for space going forward? The article we've got here, it says there's some major ripple effects from this.
The big one, right off the bat.
Huh.
Space just got cheaper. Reusable rockets, it's like splitting the bill over and over. You build it once, fly it multiple times, cost per launch goes way, way down.
So instead of a one-time extravaganza, it's more like, I don't know, a really, really pricey plane ticket eventually, maybe.
You got it. And when that happens, then things get really interesting.
Okay, cheaper space travel, that's got to be good, right? But how? What changes when we can just like reuse rockets all the time?
Think about it this way. Satellites.
Okay.
Launching them, it's a fortune right now. So expensive.
Right.
Really limits who could even think about using space, right?
Right, yeah.
But reusable rockets. Suddenly you could be launching way more satellites, all kinds. The article even talks about global broadband. Imagine that.
Everyone with good internet, sign me up.
Exactly. And not just that. Monitoring the Earth, all those satellites could track climate change. See disasters happening. The possibilities are huge.
So faster internet, and we could keep a better eye on the planet. What's not to like?
See, this is what gets people excited. Deep space. Missions to Mars, stuff we've only dreamed of. It all gets a lot more realistic with reusable rockets.
Mars, Mars, Mars. Everyone's always talking about Mars. What's so special about it anyway?
Well, it's the most like Earth out of all the planets we know, right? There might be water ice there, and some scientists think it might have even been livable once, long ago.
Like aliens.
Well, we don't know that, but exploring Mars, it could tell us so much. How life starts, if there's life anywhere else, huge questions.
But getting to Mars, even with these reusable rockets, that's got to be crazy difficult, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
Yeah.
The article talks about the challenge. I mean, the environment on Mars is brutal. The flights are so long. Can you imagine being stuck in a spaceship for that long? And don't even get me started on how to live there, growing food, air to breathe. It's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, sounds kind of rough.
It'd be incredibly hard, no question. But reusable rockets, at least transporting people and supplies, it's not so impossible anymore. It's a start, right?
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. So we've got Mars and the article, The Dawn of Rapidly Reusable Rockets, it doesn't stop there. It also mentions some pretty big potential benefits from space, like beyond just going to another planet.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Asteroid mining. Apparently, asteroids have tons of valuable stuff, things we're running out of here on
Oh,
Earth.
right, I've heard about this.
So instead of digging deeper and deeper, we could just, I don't know, get it from space.
Exactly. It's a whole new way of thinking about resources. Instead of draining the Earth, we could, I don't know, get what we need from space, be more sustainable.
It's a huge change going from stuck on Earth to like using the whole solar system, you know? Wild.
Totally. And it's been a dream for a long time, right? sci-fi always has asteroid miners and stuff, but now with these reusable rockets, it's like we're taking that first step. It could actually happen.
It's like those old stories, you know, back when people first sailed across oceans, discovered new continents, they had no idea what they'd find.
Yeah.
Except this time, it's space, and who knows what's out there.
And just like those explorers, there are going to be challenges we can't even imagine yet. The article talks about ethical questions, too. Really important stuff. But still, the possibilities, what we could learn, how it could change things for humanity, we can't ignore that.
So we've talked about Mars, asteroid mining, even like the cost of space travel and all that. But it's easy to think, okay, cool, but what about me down here on Earth?
Yeah, I get it. It's all very pie in the sky, right? Mm-hmm. Mars colonies digging up asteroids. It's not exactly everyday stuff.
Right. Like, good for Elon Musk and all, but what's in it for the rest of us?
Chuckles. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. This technology, it's not just about those big, crazy ideas. It really could change our lives down here, even if we never even see a spaceship in person.
Okay, so how? Our article here, The Dawn of Rapidly Reusable Rockets, it mentions a few ways this tech could trickle down, so to speak.
Yeah, well, remember how we talked about launch costs going down? That's huge for satellites. I mean, imagine a world where launching a satellite is like, I don't know, sending a package in the mail. Super common.
Wow, that'd be something else.
Right. And think what that means. More satellites, all kinds of them. Suddenly everyone could have high-speed internet, even in the middle of nowhere.
No more buffering. I'm in. But seriously, internet for everyone, that would be huge. For education, for healthcare, everything.
Absolutely. And it's not just about staying connected. Imagine keeping an eye on the whole planet in real time. Satellites could track climate change, see disasters as they happen. We could get ahead of things.
Man, we could use some of that getting ahead stuff, that's for sure.
No doubt. And on top of all that, think about the jobs. Space is already a big industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with reusable rockets, more launches, more exploration, that's a lot of new jobs. Engineers, builders, scientists, you name it.
It's like the internet boom, but for space.
Exactly. It's that same kind of energy, that feeling of a whole new world opening up. Except this time, instead of connecting computers, we're connecting humanity to the cosmos.
I like the sound of that. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from catching rockets to Mars bases, asteroid mines, even solving some of Earth's biggest problems. It's mind-blowing stuff.
And it all comes back to this one thing, reusable rockets. We really could be on the edge of something incredible, all thanks to some seriously smart people pushing the limits of what's possible.
Absolutely. It makes you want to go outside, look up at the stars, and just dream big, you know? So to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What gets you excited about this new era of space travel? What questions keep you up at night? This is just the start of the conversation, and it's going to be an incredible ride. Keep asking those questions, keep looking up, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.